Rapture is coming, my friends. We are in the end times. Let me explain. We have a situation right now where the birth rates of every country, every developed country, and soon to be the lesser developed countries are plummeting year over year. People are not prioritizing family. People are not prioritizing having children. People are not prioritizing getting married and settling down. We are creating a massive flood. I call it Noah's Flood. I just got raptured. It's called Noah's Flood 2.0. What is Noah's Flood 2.0? It is the flood that we're causing by our own doing. We are not having children. We are not prioritizing marriage and internal things and spirituality and God and faith and religion. And the result is that everyone is focusing on making money, hustling, and living a comfortable life, which is not how God intends us to live, right? I have 3 children myself. I've been married for 15 years. I hope to have more children, my gosh, because we need to solve this issue. It's an issue because if we continue down this road, what will happen is that in the short term, it will be very, very challenging for many, many developed countries to even operate. If you think about Japan, for example, because I was just in Japan, and it's not that Japan is the only country that's suffering with its birth rate, low birth rates. There are many, many countries that have a lower birth rate than Japan, and people like to pick on Japan for whatever reason. But I was in Japan, and I'm Japanese, and I was just there for 3.5 months with my family. And so I'll speak to that. We were living in the countryside of northern Japan, Aomori. And it becomes very evident that there are hundreds and hundreds of houses in the neighborhood that I was in that were just empty. Just empty. Or if they did have anyone residing in the house, they were elderly couples, right? Very old couples in their 80s, 90s. And so it becomes obvious that without a rising birth rate, without humans to actually operate this country or any country, then it's going to be very, very difficult in the short term because people are not going, the economy needs work in order to run through, right? But, and that's going to happen faster than people think, right? Just in the next few decades, Japan's going to face that. South Korea's going to face that. Many European countries, by the way, have a lower birth rate than Japan are going to face that. Just look at it. And the situation we're left with is that it's going to be hard. Long term, it'll be okay. Long term, it'll be beautiful. Why? Because automation, because AI, because robots, because we're going to figure this out as humans have always figured it out. My point here is that this rapture is coming soon. Think about just in 50 years from now. It's not a long time ago. A lot of you will be alive in 50 years. In 50 years, our world will be completely, completely different. It might look physically similar, like a lot of our structures and buildings will be here, the nature will be intact, but we won't have people to operate things. We won't have people to operate things, unless of course we figure out AI and automation much, much sooner than that. But right now there's a guy blowing leaves right here, right? Which is a beautiful thing. That won't exist, not gonna exist. So extrapolate that to 100 years. Now I'm bringing this up, and I call it Noah's Flood 2.0, because God's promise at the time of the flood, if you remember the rainbow, what was the rainbow representing? It was representation of God's promise to never flood the earth again at God's own doing. But that doesn't mean that we wouldn't do it ourselves. And that's what we're doing. We are flooding this earth because we are choosing to not prioritize family and children and faith in God. And so at the end times, what we're going to be left with, guys, is a world filled with people that prioritize family, that prioritize being with their children, raising them well, and teaching them how to raise children as well. That's what we're going to be left with, which is a beautiful world, a utopian world that we're going to live in. And everyone else that only cares about the temporary, how I feel, oh, I don't want to have children because they're hassle, and I don't have children because I like my freedom, I like having a dog, I'm a dog person, I'm a cat person. Those people will unfortunately be raptured from planet Earth, and their entire lineage, unfortunately, will not exist in 100 years. They won't exist. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're not going to exist, and that's okay, and that's sad. But the people that are really, really focused right now, like me, like you, hopefully, they're focused on settling down, marriage, children, raising those children well, in faith, with God, and teaching them the importance of raising family. Those individuals, those lineages will continue and be fruitful beyond the generations that we'll see for hundreds and thousands of years into the future, which is a beautiful thing. They're the ones that are going to be roaming this earth in just 100 years, guys. Just 100 years. Those are the people that are going to be in this on this planet. That's a beautiful thing. That is something to look forward to. So we're in the end times. The end of something bad and the start of something good. And it's going to be hard in the short term. I promise. Just look at the stats of birth rates. It's going to be really hard in the short term. But in the long term, it'll be fantastic. It'll be great. All right? Think about sex for a second. Let's talk about sex. In our lifetime, there will be a time where you can have a robot that looks, acts, speaks, and feels exactly like a human that you can have as a wife. That's in our lifetime, all right? Maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years, 40 years. It's already being worked on. With the advent of AI plus technology, don't you think that humanity's first thing, one of the first things they do after trying to save lives, is to make it sexualized, right? Just think about the porn industry. Think about how innovative the porn industry is. Don't you think that one of the first things that they will do is try to monetize and profit off of people that want to have AI robot sex dolls? Like, that's going to happen, okay? Now, think about it in a situation where that's common, where that's so prevalent and it's widely known that people can have AI sex doll robots. And you will be left in a situation where you have to decide, my friend. You have to decide if that's what you want, if that's the life that you want. And we kind of think of life as like, it's like the culture and sexual society is going to get really, really bad or really, 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 really good. I will tell you right now, it's going to get so bad. It's going to get so, so bad. Because of course we're going to do that. Of course we're going to go down the route of sexualizing AI. Of course. Of course we are. But the difference is that you will have a choice to engage with it or not. For your family, for your lineage, for your children, your great-grandchildren to engage with that stuff or not. And over time, those lineages, those bloodlines will cease to exist and they will disintegrate because they won't exist anymore. Because those people that are focused on pleasure first, pleasure over family, external satisfaction over internal growth and spirituality, those bloodlines will cease to exist, my friends. They will just die off. But in the short term, it's going to get very, very bad to the point that in our lifetime, we will have robots that look, sound, and feel exactly like human beings, right? Think about that. And we're going to have this divergence of culture where people are going to step up and say, I don't want anything to do with that. And they're going to start their own communities, their own cultures. This is in many ways how religions have started. This is what the Amish did. This is how, not just the Amish, but many people have started their own kind of communities and viewpoints because they were sick and tired of the culture and the trajectory of the world and society. And they're like, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm going to start my own thing. And then you have a divergence. And in the end, we're going to have a convergence, which is going to be a time when only goodness prevails. Only goodness will be alive. Only people of goodness and good conscience and of faith, religious people, people that love God, people that love the internal, love spiritual. If anything, people that love children and raising those children well. It's not just going to be religious people, I hope. I hope not. We have a variety of people, but the element that we need is people that will focus on what's really important in life. That's what we need, and that's what will be there in the end. They're not the people that frustrate you to death, that care about degenerate stuff. They're not, those people won't exist. Don't worry. That's why I don't worry about any of these, you know, crazy people, whatever, out there. I don't worry. They're not going to exist. All right. So lots of love to you guys. If you're struggling yourself with porn, which is most people, then I have two things for you. Number one, I have a completely free 30-day program. I have nothing to sell you guys. I made it free, even though I used to sell it for quite a bit. And then I made it free for you. For quitting porn in 30 days. It's my videos, my best work, into a 30-day program. You can check it out at benuyama.com. I just want you guys to have that as a gift. My love to you. And then also, second thing, if you want to actually get some software for your devices to quit porn, then Covenant Eyes, I do recommend because they are the most advanced in their technology. And also they have a lot of support for porn use, right? So I have a 30-day free trial for that you can use. It's called BEN, B-E-N. It's a coupon code that you can add to the checkout at Covenant Eyes, and it'll give you 30 days of free Covenant Eyes, and you can cancel it anytime you want. But I do recommend them because it helps a lot of people. And sometimes all you need to do is take action and decide enough's enough, and it could be the thing that saves you from addiction, right? So, lots of love. See you in the next video. Bye.
Hey, bro, I hope you enjoyed that episode. You can quit porn today, guys. It just takes 30 days. In fact, we have a special promo code. That's Ben, B-E-N, if you want to get 30 days of free Covenant Eyes. And you can cancel it anytime, by the way. I do recommend Covenant Eyes for three good reasons. Number one, it literally blocks porn on all your devices. Number two, it has the best accountability reporting of all the software around, if you want to use that. And number three, this is the first step to actually getting serious about quitting porn for good. This special offer again is BEN for a 30-day free trial. And I will catch you in the next episode.